Junkie, Disc 5.
As soon as I hit Mexico City, I started looking for junk. At least I always had one eye open for it. As I said before, I can spot junk neighborhoods. My first night in town, I walked down Dolores Street and saw a group of Chinese junkies standing in front of an Exquisito chop suey joint. Chinamen are hard to make. They will only do business with another Chinaman. So I knew it would be a waste of time trying to score with these characters. One day I was walking down San Juan Latron and passed a cafeteria that had colored tile set in the stucco around the entrance, and the floor was covered with the same tile. The cafeteria was unmistakably Near Eastern. As I walked by, someone came out of the cafeteria. It was a type character you see only on the fringes of a junk neighborhood. As a geologist looking for oil is guided by certain outcroppings of rock, so certain signs indicate the near presence of junk. Junk is often found adjacent to ambiguous or transitional districts. East 14th Street near 3rd in New York, Poydras and St. Charles in New Orleans, San Juan Latron in Mexico City. Stores selling artificial limbs, wig makers, dental mechanics, loft manufacturers of perfumes, pomades, novelties, essential oils, a point where dubious business enterprise touches Skid Row. There is a type person occasionally seen in these neighborhoods who has connections with junk, though he is neither a user nor a seller. But when you see him, the dowser wand twitches. Junk is close. His place of origin is the Near East, probably Egypt. He has a large straight nose. His lips are thin and purple-blue like the lips of a penis. The skin is tight and smooth over his face. He is basically obscene beyond any possible vile act or practice. He has the mark of a certain trade or occupation that no longer exists. If junk were gone from the earth, there might still be junkies standing around in junk neighborhoods feeling the lack, vague and persistent, a pale ghost of junk sickness. So this man walks around in the places where he once exercised his obsolete and unthinkable trade. But he is unperturbed. His eyes are black with an insect's unseeing calm. He looks as if he nourished himself on honey and Levantine syrups that he sucks up through a sort of proboscis. What is his lost trade? Definitely of a servant class, and something to do with the dead, though he is not an embalmer. Perhaps he stores something in his body, a substance to prolong life, of which he is periodically milked by his masters. He is as specialized as an insect for the performance of some inconceivably vile function.